Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, and we begin in verse 40. She entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth, and when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the text. So we continue on from last week, and you may remember the sermon was about Zechariah 3:17. He, Jesus Christ, will rejoice over you with loud singing. He will exult over you with loud singing. And now we have a rejoicing from within the womb. And things are happening here. And this is what happens when Jesus enters the world. Things are changed. The baby in the womb leaps for joy. The Holy Spirit is then poured out on that baby's mother. His mother Elizabeth, then filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesying. And just moments later, Mary, carrying Jesus within her womb, speaks the Magnificat, a song of praise and wonder to God for the amazing things that He is doing. And look close. Notice here in the text, Jesus, still in the womb, maybe just a few weeks old, just a few weeks along, and here comes Jesus to visit John the Baptist. John the Baptist still in the womb, 6 or maybe getting near to 7 months along, and he is leaping for joy as he recognizes that his Lord is coming to him. Why does this happen that way? The psalm, and it's Psalm 8, says, "In order to silence the foe and the avenger." So, right in your face, devil. Right in your face. In the face of the one who was still gloating over the ruined fall of human nature. And God begins to answer in a very special way here. The baby in the womb leaps. The mother is filled with the Spirit and prophesies. The virgin speaks or sings the song of praise as the mother of God, the mother of the second person of the Trinity. And God is beginning to undo the undoing of our race. And he begins. He begins with, well, actually it's evangelism. But it's evangelism in a very strange way. One unborn baby to another unborn baby. John the Baptist is evangelized as Jesus comes to visit. And there, still within the womb, he responds. He leaps for joy. He recognizes his Savior. Let's push it a little further. John the Baptist, does he recognize sin? Does he recognize the need for salvation? Does he recognize that in this Christ who is coming to him that day, he has the salvation and the forgiveness of sins, the promise of life eternal? Well, you couldn't ask him because he's still in the womb and he can't voice these things, but expresses them the only way that he can, and it is, he leaps for joy. And we know that he leaps for joy because his mother said so. We know that she's accurate because she was filled with the Holy Spirit and was prophesying. So they're receiving Jesus by faith. God shows us that babies still within the womb are able to have faith, to have that relationship beginning to form with God, to know the need of a Savior and the Savior who is coming. And that is undoing the undoing. And where Adam and Eve fell into sin, and they couldn't recognize the sin, and they couldn't recognize where salvation was to be found. And God had to reveal it to them by prophecy. Undoing the undoing again. Here is John the Baptist who receives the Savior and receives by faith the gift of life. And then you look at Jesus. How far along is Jesus? A week? 2 weeks? What are the medical terms for the various stages of a baby forming in the womb? I know a few of them. Zygote, blastocyst, fetus, embryo. We talk about the baby Jesus. How's this? The fetus Jesus, the embryo Jesus, the blastocyst Jesus, the zygote Jesus. Sounds strange to the ear, doesn't it? And yet it is at that point that Jesus begins his work of doing evangelism and gathering people from every nation under heaven, gathering people from all tribes and peoples and nations and languages, and that includes the unborn baby, John the Baptist, gathering into the kingdom of God. Undoing the undoing and bringing the kingdom of God and the grace of God and the message of God and the salvation that comes from God, bringing that into our world. And Jesus comes to bring his salvation, comes to bring his kingdom. And we celebrate because Jesus is still reaching out and still bringing from every nation and people and tribe and language into his kingdom, and even the little babies. So a little detour. What do we do then when a baby is in church and begins to act up and cry and fuss and wiggle and everything else? What do we do? A few weeks ago, we had one up here. And just a little private moment happens. He looks at the pastor, looks the pastor in the eye and smiles. And that was sweet. I've had other babies baptized where they're fussing, and then the water hits the head, and all of a sudden everything is peace. Had other babies where they were looking around and not paying attention, and the water hits the head, and there's a little crying, and then settling down. But we celebrate because this is the kingdom of God. This is Jesus reaching out to the little ones. Remember that Jesus spent the first 9 months in this world as a human being within the womb. And there within the womb, he does the work of evangelism. Isn't that amazing? It changes all our perspective of human life. These are little ones known by God. But back to the text. Why does John leap? You know, it would be tempting to steer this off in another direction and talk about when King David went out to welcome the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant, coming into Jerusalem. You remember what he did. He took off his outer garments, set aside all the finery of being a king, and danced before the Lord. Why? Because God was coming to him. Here in the New Testament, there is John dancing, we could say, because God was coming to him. He leaps because Jesus is the Savior. And even then, by the working of the Holy Spirit, John begins his preaching. This is the Baptist. Preaching about the condition of all humanity and about the Savior that was coming to us. And even if he can't put it into words back then, deep down he shows his awareness. How many spend decades trying to unlearn this? Working hard at not being aware of our fallenness, of the sins deep inside. Avoiding the need for exactly the one that John the Baptist met and celebrated. Why does John leap? Because here's the Savior. This is God coming into our sinful world, into our sinful human nature. God born for us, who would be laid in a manger. God who would grow up for us to preach the gospel and tell of forgiveness of sins and the life that is forever. God who would kneel in the garden, and God who would pray and then would go to the cross and bleed and die for us. This is God who comes to share all our human weakness. God who walks the walk of faith for us and then walks the walk of faith with us. This is God who would first be laid in the manger and then hang from the cross. God who would be laid in the tomb and then rise from the dead and give us life. And God who would send us to share that life with the whole world. To everyone who hears and believes the message of the Word of God. Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming, and John celebrates. Christmas is coming, and 2,000 years later, we're still celebrating and rejoicing because the Savior has come and we are forgiven and God has shown his delight in us. In Jesus' name, amen.